welcome to Dr. Fredzo's Health Science and Energy Show at CBSRadio.com. Hey. Wow. It's not July, boo. It's February, honey. It's not July. He thinks it's... Boo thinks it's July 3rd. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. You mixed it up with Super Bowl, didn't you, huh? You mixed it up with Super Bowl. Yeah, I know you did. You mixed it up.
You know what, Steve?
Yeah.
This bird mixes up Super Bowl with the 4th of July. I don't know why.
Well, it's warm out there. It's not warm here, so maybe maybe he feels the difference. Who knows? It's been really cold here.
Yeah, he doesn't tell me. He just tells me that we're going to get the firecrackers out.
Ah.
Yeah, and then, so let me tell you, I've been watching credit card fraud.
Uh-huh.
I had to cancel my American Express and get a new card because somebody tried to charge somebody named Tisha, out of Oklahoma, we think, tried to charge... my credit card for 2 tickets to Jamaica.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Morning,
oh
early.
Oh, my gosh.
And thought that was, and then Mikkel has a debit card with
mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And she has over $900 worth of fraudulent charges that she's waiting to get reimbursed for. Some guy over in... our girl in Germany was charging her card to boutiques.
Right.
The problem with these bank cards, the regular bank cards, is that they don't really respect the security like American Express does.
Right.
So you have to beg to get your money back.
Wow.
So those of you that have debit cards and credit cards, I would switch over to American Express. Because they're the only ones that are aggressively taking care of your privacy. And I would definitely be getting insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They don't provide, American Express does, against fraudulent charges. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
And American Express was telling me today, I asked him, well, what's the deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, well, these guys are so desperate now that you can be walking around in a Macy's or somewhere shopping, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a thing in their pocket that will record your credit card number right out of your billfold.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of that?
That was on 60 Minutes, Fred. The people were actually walking around and actually can pick up your credit card right through your wallet and everything else.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I've been so concentrating on the government crap and the electronic harassment and all that stuff.
Right.
That somehow or other, this slipped by me until... I saw it happen to me.
Right.
Now happen to... I'm going to put my credit cards in a lead... I'm going to get a lead compartment for them. I just...
Uh-huh.
Oh, just like, for example, if you have a billfold and you have a slot in it like I do,
mm-hmm.
you can put tinfoil in there.
If yeah.
You put a little piece of tinfoil in there, and then that will block that. And I will be doing that now.
Yeah, they have the new... in New York State, we have a driver's license that you can get that will allow you to go into Niagara Falls or Canada, whatever.
Yeah.
And it comes in a aluminum folder. So you just have your credit card in there because it's got a chip in it.
Oh.
And but that's what they're doing now, and I think I've got enough credit cards that I can do that with. So actually, to be honest with you, the only one I carry now is my mobile card and one other card. That's it.
I only carry 2 cards. Why do you need more? I carry one Amex card, and I carry one B of A or Visa card or MasterCard, which does the same thing. So
right.
If they don't take American Express, I've got it, but I always have the Amex card. I've had Amex for 40 years. And,
right.
Never had a problem. 40 years up until this year.
Yeah.
I had three security calls in the last 2 weeks on my Amex card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
give me a new one, obviously. Which I
I'm not even using my credit cards anymore, Fred.
Huh?
I'm not even using my credit cards anymore.
I don't either. I mean, I used to have mobile and all the credit cards. Amex is good for gas anywhere. Okay.
Yeah, you can get, yeah.
And if you lost your bill, folks, you just have two places to call, American Express and the bank, and you're done.
Right,
I used to
carry
20 different, you know, cards, but because I didn't have any money and I was living on charges, that's why I had so many.
Mm-hmm,
you know, but I realized how stupid that was, and I tore them all up. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of how you got to do it. If you can't run two credit cards, then don't have any.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people. Because you're going to be in trouble, you're going to get ripped off, and you're going to have a bad life, you know, if you don't like having, you know, pay bills.
Right. That's the only card I carry. I don't even carry a credit card anymore, Fred.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I just carry cash. That's all I do.
So, buddy, boo.
It's so bad, Fred, that, you know, it can ruin your life.
Well, yeah, no shit. I mean, I run, you know, because I run my business through American Express. A lot of my suppliers have a very large debt on that per month. I mean, it gets paid, but it's handy for me to deal with my suppliers with it, you know?
I have to write
checks and blah, blah, blah. It sounds great, but I mean, and they don't charge me any interest because I pay once a month.
Right.
And it's cool.
I've heard many horror stories. I just don't use my credit cards anymore. I don't carry them. I don't use them. I don't do anything. It's nice when at the end of the month when you get a bill and it says you owe nothing, you know, so it feels good.
Yeah, I know that.
But I don't have a tremendous business like you do. You know, all I have is my little massage business. But, you know, you got to take care.
Don't pay by credit card there?
Pardon me?
Don't any of your clients pay by credit card?
No, everybody's checks.
Oh, that's good.
You know? Yeah. I don't do that. It's one of the reasons I never did. Just not so good. Not so good to do. But, so that's what I'm doing.
So now that's out of the way. What's been going on the last week or so?
Well, I had a really good show last week on your program, and it was really a lot of fun. And I never received any phone calls, but we were up around, I think, around 33 or 34. And so it meant to me that people were really listening. And I talked about the universe, how to get in contact with the universe, because we're already there anyhow. But how to get in contact, how to open up to it, and how to love yourself more, so the more that we can open up to the universe, the clearer things become. So it was really a great show. It was all in the universe, and it was great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, when you do those kind of profound shows, what happens is that people don't want to call in because they just want to listen to the information being transmitted.
Yeah, I gave them an awful lot of information, Fred, very quickly, and it was for the full hour, and I never stopped. I never stopped. The whole full hour was love, light. You know, how to get in touch with the universe. How to keep and sustain the universe within yourself. And it really worked out well. I mean, it was just a beautiful show.
Yeah, because you are the universe. You're the creator. You know.
Absolutely.
They don't want to take responsibility for being the creator. They want to be the victim.
Right.
And that's not how it works.
So it was really wonderful, and we had a lot of fun. So that was important for me.
Yeah, Buddy Boo, by the way, if you're not on camera, he's drinking Shaoozi now.
Oh, is he?
He loves his Shaoozi.
Yeah, he's a wonderful bird.
Yeah, he's amazing. And Bella had some fungus problems. And I got some spray from England, and I think that we'll have her back on the show. But I don't know if I'll ever have her on my shoulder again, because she would bite you. She could be happy one minute and turn around and bite your ear the next, you know.
Really?
Yeah, the eclectus females change.
Wow. Let's give out some phone numbers here. If you want to call in, please do. It's 1-888-815-9756. Again, 1-888-815-9756 or 1-530-327-7602. Again, 1-530-327-7602. So did you have a good time last week? Did you go to a meeting?
No, we went down to San Diego. We needed a break. We hadn't had one in 2 years.
Right.
And We stayed at a hotel. It's a boutique hotel next door to the Hard Rock Cafe, which my friend Dan Aykroyd owns. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Like a 1,500 square foot condominium on the 20th floor.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We had two bedrooms, and, you know, it was all cool, and most of it was comped, and it was really great.
That's nice.
I couldn't afford a place like that, but then you have the Fred Bell show, you get, you know, health, energy, science show, you get, you know, certain privileges, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that's nice.
My buddy Regis Philbin is retiring. I was on, when Regis Philbin was in San Diego in 1978, I was one of his first guests to ever star, you know, go on the Regis Philbin show.
Really?
Yeah, I was. And that was before Kathy Lee Gifford.
Right.
And then he moved to New York. And then a few years ago, one of his employees called me up because she was one of our customers. We sent the Rays of Truth book back. And then Gilman, the producer, couldn't put the book down. Mm-hmm. And then we could have gone on a show back in New York, but I just didn't have the time to pursue it. You know, I need a booking agent or something. But Gelman, Michael Gelman, I loved Rays of Truth. I don't think that for the Regis show the inside track would fit because it's a little heavy. But,
right.
Yeah. Buddy's cleaning my teeth for me right now. So anyway, that's, you know, it's been a real interesting, great week.
Good.
We sold a couple of master crystals. I had to build crates for them today. And I had to go down into town and get my favorite Caesar salad at one of my places and then come back and do the show.
Ah.
Get back in time. Because every time I go to these places, I meet all these famous people, you know. In Temecula, you never know who you're going to meet.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We got NFL stars. We got movie stars. We got all kinds of musicians that are famous that live here.
Do they? Oh, they do live there.
Hmm.
I didn't know that, Fred.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock just bought a place down here.
Really?
Near us.
Wow.
100 acres.
100 acres.
Yeah, we only have 5.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but you got a 10,000 square foot home, which is very, very
That's
big.
Good, yeah.
You know, you can do a lot of stuff in your home. You can
Which
do a lot
cool.
of stuff in your... Actually, you're building X1 in there, aren't you? Aren't you in
Such
one of your areas?
If I ever get Fred Lord to communicate with me, it's half finished. I mean, it's in great shape, but we haven't finished it because it's underfunded, and the guy that's working on it's a nut job, but he's brilliant. But he's a nut
mm-hmm.
job.
Mm-hmm.
A main engineer.
Yeah.
It'll get done.
There's no question about it. No question about it.
Yeah, David Tuckle came over from England, and are you got your camera on or what?
Excuse me?
Have you got your camera on?
No, Fred, I can't get on the internet.
Again?
For some odd reason. There's something, it says I'm not connected to the internet, but my little box says I am connected to the internet, so.
Oh, there's another thing you got to check in there. It sounds to me like there's a little box you check in there.
Yeah.
It allows it random access.
Right.
And different IP codes, addresses.
Yes.
So we were down, I had a brand new computer, and we went to San Diego, and I couldn't get on the internet on the hotel thing.
Right.
And as soon as I spent a whole day with people coming up and trying to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I called a lady up, and she knew what I was doing, and she said, go here and check this box, and then we went on the internet instantly. We were connected to the network, but we weren't going on the internet.
Uh-huh.
And if that there's an IP address box that's got to be unchecked or checked. And I guarantee you that's your problem.
Huh. Well, I'll have to check it out. Right now I'm having a wonderful show with you, so that's really important.
Yeah.
So you had a good time. You took off. You relaxed a little bit, and that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Here we got some guy taking Hoshiwutsi for gray hair. And shy pills for gray hair. Yeah, you want dark hair. Dark, you know, like that. You drink this. And that comes from this bottle. And that was in Japan during World War II, and it prevented a lot of people from dying. They got bombed by nuclear bombs.
Huh.
Yeah. It was a very major. This bird just was cleaning my teeth today. He's like a dentist.
That's wild.
He just wants to clean my teeth now. Sidekicks, you know, when you have bird sidekicks, you never know what they want to do. You haven't got a bird sidekick yet, right? Have you been looking at one or what? You've been interviewing
anybody? No, Fred, I've really been rather busy, so I can't really look at it that. I'm doing some new work. I'm doing some experimental work, so.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm having a lot of fun. Remember when we were doing some work with, I was telling you about the DNA, and I was actually seeing it come out of the body, and I was changing the DNA. In other words, I was looking at DNA that was darker, and I would change the color of the DNA. So what I'm actually looking at now is the atomic structure of the DNA, and it runs around in particles. So I'm looking at the particles and seeing different particles in different colors. So I'm experimenting with them and, you know, giving
it different... playing around with the string theory, in other words.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Because that seems to be very interesting, and it's supercharging the body. So I'm just playing with it right now, and it's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm always doing something different, Fred. I don't know why they give me the chance to do that, but it's really pretty to see all this stuff, and it's really beautiful.
No, I love doing that. Today I built crates for shipping master crystals. Because we've been getting, we're down into our storage of master crystals right now. I got one for 250 pounds. But it's not real pretty, but it's a master crystal, you know?
Yeah.
Storage. Yeah. But we've been selling some. I sold one that was like 150 pounds. And I sold another one that was 125 pounds.
Wow.
Kind of. Then the rest of them that we have right now are running around 60, 70 pounds or 50 pounds. Those big ones are just getting hard to get.
I don't know if people really realize the power of the master crystal and what I've been doing with them, and they're really a lot of fun. I can't tell you the amount of fun I have with my master crystal. If I'm working with somebody on the table, I can actually see the colors coming off the master crystal and going into the body, and it goes right to the area where the body needs the help the most.
Yeah.
And it really works well, Fred. It's just something that keeps working. I washed it, I think, 2 weeks ago, maybe even 3 weeks. No, I think it was 2 weeks ago I washed it.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference. I haven't washed it since I got it, so a lot was coming off the crystal, and I put it back underneath the table, and it's really firing very, very well. I have clients, Fred, at least the one that I talk to a lot, and... I know that other people feel it, but she tells me that she feels a lot of warmth going into her tummy when she lies on the table. So I look down, and you can actually see the energy going right into her stomach. So I don't know what's going on with her stomach other than the crystal is sending energy there. And it's really interesting to see. I wish people could see what I see sometimes so they have an idea how this crystal really works, but they're worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, and that's about what the prices of them are going to right now.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, prices since 10 years ago have gone up 10 times per pound or something.
Yeah.
You know? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Probably more than that, actually.
I remember when you tried to sell me one, and I fought you on it for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm so glad that I got it because I've never known anything with this kind of energy before. It's so natural.
But the clarity. We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel in our warehouse now. It's up in Malibu. And we're picking a few more up tomorrow. But, I mean, I don't know. It's not going to go on much longer. I mean, it really isn't. They're just not going
to. I'll tell you, people that have these master crystals,
yeah,
I think we're very lucky to have them because the energy that puts off with these master crystals are incredible. Now, they have a consciousness all of their own.
Yeah, they do. And they actually, when you get in touch with the right one, you'll know it.
Yeah.
And we've got one client that bought a female one, and he's just now figuring out that it's a female.
Mm-hmm.
And he emailed me the other day, and I tried to explain to him two things that, you know, you know, you probably ought to balance it with a male. At the same time, he still has a little bit of a balance on his bill, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned about crystals is that you need to have no third ray energy against
right.
it, meaning that
right.
if you buy a master crystal, and I bought a lot of crystals from Arkansas on time and consignment and credit and all that, but you always need to pay them off.
Yes.
Because you can't have that energy that that is like a non-payment, because then the master crystal picks up on that and amplifies that.
Right.
And it gets out of hand.
You have to...
And block everything else. And just
right.
they work so perfectly to make things happen through our systems technology, so will they block that energy if you don't have them clear as your ownership.
Right, right,
crystals
right.
Crystals are, you know, very, very fussy that way.
Well, I know that with the energies of the master crystals and also the flamethrowers that I have, you know, your mind's got to be very clear.
Oh yeah.
Your mind's got to be very clear, and you can't owe anything, you know, because like you said, anything that you have that you shouldn't be doing will pick it up on the. On the master crystals or anything else that you're working with.
Yeah.
So you can't fool your mind. You know, either it's clear or it's not clear.
Yeah.
And I would much rather be clear and know that I'm out of debt and know that I owe nobody. And then you're very clear. Your mind's clear. Everything's clear that you're working with.
Yeah, I agree.
Very, very important, Fred. I can't stress that enough to people. And but I'll tell you, I've been having a lot of fun with everything. I've been wearing my my platinum necklace. I've been wearing the gold necklace. I just I feel very clear, Fred, and I feel very good. Got no problems. It's just it's very friggin' cold here. It's
I know it's not too
cold.
Warm out here. It's supposed to get warm. We got down to freezing. We had icicles here. And
are you serious?
Yeah.
In the desert, you're freezing?
Well, we're not in the desert. We're 2,000 feet high.
Oh.
And we're backed up against a Cleveland National Forest, which goes out to
mm-hmm.
the ocean. So
mm-hmm.
we're not in the desert. The desert's further in.
Okay.
We're in a kind of a green belt, a private green belt. But if you go out and look out the window, all around us there's green grass and green trees and green. It's
mm-hmm.
so green here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Forest fires wouldn't do well here. But the bottom
mm-hmm.
line is, still, of all of that, it was getting freezing last night.
Yeah.
And that all has to do with the human auric energy that
right.
people,
right.
there's so much conflict right now. Look at Egypt. And that energy reflects as a negative on the Earth's field, and that, you know, transmits through the other chakras of the other planets down to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The sun then has more solar flares and other, you know, electromagnetic eruptions that come back to the Earth in the form of solar wind that, once they go through the Van Allen radiation belt, become what's called the Aurora Electrojet, which
okay.
then comes down through the North Pole and then compresses our tectonic plate, which then again affects our weathers, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, etc.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's people that are causing it, until people start... You know, and the people are pissed off at the governments right now because the government, you know, from a private small business owner
mm-hmm.
here in California, I'm watching these stupid laws get passed, but
mm-hmm.
luckily they're getting struck down. For example, the Obama health care bill,
yeah,
would, check this out, would have required a retail seller to have a Social Security card and a number on a fire.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Now, is that
that's incredible.
Yeah, that, and that's why the bill got shot down. Stuff like
yeah.
that. And
yeah.
what has the hell has that got to do with health care?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then another guy out here, Schwarzenegger, tried to get a bill passed for gun owners that had to give their fingerprint and their photograph to buy ammunition from a gun store.
Wow.
A federal judge struck that down 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
California
yeah.
buys a lot of ammunition, Californians do, for hunting and shooting and skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think criminals would care if you had to give a fingerprint? No, they'll just break into the shop at night, like 2 days ago, I think
yep.
it was San Diego, and steal
yep.
all the ammo they want.
Yep.
And if you look at Canada, what happened in the situation in Canada, when they took away the arms up there, crime wave went up 60%.
I believe it.
When the homeowners were disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I mean, that's insanity.
Yep.
And that's what we call the preempting strike of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Americans are not going to behave like people in Cairo
mm-hmm.
to try to oust their president, but we can't even find for our president a birth certificate. You know, that says he's, you know, to be president of the United States, you have to be a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything personal against President Obama. He's a hell of a lot cooler than Bush.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my God, I mean, you got to play by the rules. If I ran for president, I would show a birth certificate from Ann Arbor, Michigan, University of Michigan, 1943, 5 o'clock in the morning, August 10th.
Yep.
You know, I have it here. Signed
yep.
by Norman Miller, Henry Ford's physician.
Right.
So why, if I, a citizen
about.
Can produce that, you know, and several copies of it, all notarized, why can't
right.
Barack Hussein Obama produce the same document?
Yeah.
You know, because
I don't think he can.
He can't.
Yeah.
And the people... now are coming on the internet that have worked in the hospital in Oahu. I forget the name of the hospital. I've been to the hospital, actually. They were one of my clients. I don't remember them right now, the name of it. But nobody from any of the three major hospitals in Oahu can produce or have any record of him being born there.
Yeah, yeah. That's an issue. I don't even have the guy. I mean, he's a good president, but I don't even know how he got elected.
Well, it's sort of like George Bush running against Al Gore.
Yeah.
That's where fascism works.
Yep.
He didn't get elected. He got appointed.
Well, the interesting thing is, if somebody which is higher up than the presidency wants somebody to get in, they get in, no matter what.
I forget the name of the guy. I mean, I'm not really sharp. I apologize to my audience out there for not knowing the names of the administration, but there's one particular guy out of Chicago that mm-hmm. ran his campaign, and he's the
right.
boss, and he's the one that put him in there.
Huh.
You can look it up on the internet. In fact, they were having a conflict of interest here recently. I read about it in Newsweek, but
yeah,
it's, you know, who? I'll tell you what, I hate to see what comes up next.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I can't wait to see our next election. And everybody's saying that Obama's going to be a one-termer. I don't think so. I think he'll get two terms.
I think he'll be a two-termer.
Yeah. But
he's
I
a good man. I mean, the guy's a good guy.
I think he feels guilty. He's August August 4th or August 2nd. And I think that he's going to feel guilty about what's going on. I think he's got a conscience. You know.
Well, it's not only him, Fred. It's, you know, look what he had to take over.
Oh, I know.
Look what our prior president did. I mean, we were like, what was it, $8 or $9 trillion in debt already.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, it was not him, you know, but the Republicans, and I don't want to say this because I'm not a political person, to be honest with you. I don't really like to do this, but I just find it ridiculous. I mean, they want to blame everything on the president when it's not his fault.
He's a straw man, you know.
Yep, yep. He's in office now. We'll take it out on him.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to help the issue. Nobody wants to help him. Everybody wants to hurt him. And of course, they have the right way, but nobody's coming up with an answer. You know, there's no Republican out there that's coming up with an answer. None
yeah.
whatsoever. And who's going to run? Sarah Palin? She can't
probably.
Even spell her own name.
Well, if she runs, we can start hunting in state parks and shit. You know, we can go to Washington, D.C. in the state park back there and start shooting bears.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Hello.
It's tough. I mean, she's probably a very nice lady, but, you know.
I've watched her. Have you seen her her show?
No, I have not seen
her show. She has a show on TV. where she goes fishing and she goes boating. And, you know, yeah, it's a reality show, the Sarah Palin
right.
show or whatever.
Right.
She and her husband go out and do all kinds of stuff. She takes her kids out. It's like a full-blown reality show.
You know what's interesting? She's got a reality show, but what is anybody going to do to help the president so we can pull this country together again? Everybody's got an answer, but it's not an answer. It's just a excuse the expression, a bullshit answer.
Yeah,
we
well,
really need good people out there that want to help and get this country rolling again. And I don't see it happening. This poor guy's running a show all by himself.
Yeah, he is.
You know, and it's really a shame. I just, you know, if we actually pooled our forces together, I think that we could do a wonderful job in bringing this country back again. But with people firing back and forth at this poor guy, I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's craziness.
Yeah.
Might as well listen to Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. You know,
maybe we should send him back and go racing with you or something.
Yeah, put him in a car, remote. Let him drive. I don't think so. I think he'd be scared crazy in one of your cars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting the life we live, you know.
Yeah. Meantime,
thank God for this show, you know.
Yep. There's something very nice happening with the necklaces, and it's happening with both. There's an aura that's going around the crystals. It looks like a white aura. It's about a half inch away from the necklaces, and they both have it. So I'm not sure what's going on. So I thought I'd ask you, but. It's a white aura. It's about half inch, and it's pretty bright. So I don't know what's happening with both of them, but there's a lot of light that's surrounding them.
Well, you know, I told you about the two spaceships that were here, right?
Yes.
Did I tell you about the second one?
No.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, I think I did because I showed you the picture.
Okay. Yes.
Number one is on the internet on Facebook. When you type in Marietta or Temecula, January 4th, 2011. Then
you did show me that picture.
Yeah, the ones the government didn't, but that was the other one was like on the 7th or 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Blew out the ground wire in the house. It shut down our heating systems, our air conditioning, some of the lights.
Wow.
Which took 2 days to troubleshoot, you know, a guy that really knows his stuff to figure out what happened, but it was done.
Right.
But I see... Buddy agrees with me. you think, Buddy? You want to talk a little bit? Buddy, boo! Yeah, he's talking. There is going to be a big spaceship presence now. And what I've noticed is that a lot of people that have like 4 or 8 or projectors, the standalones,
mm-hmm.
are all getting flamethrowers now.
That's good.
We call that, you know, and they're all getting big master crystals too, but what I explain to them is that you get the Master Crystal and the Dev, and they're getting Devastar. They're selling a lot of those now. Or,
mm-hmm.
You know, when you run that much heat, you know, when you run much heat, 4 or more standalone projectors, you got a lot of heat coming in.
Yeah.
You got to have a heat sink for it. And,
yes.
And the regular Star Orb can't handle it. It'll melt the wires.
Okay.
So you need to have a Devastar, which is a bigger unit, which we use in Laguna, and I got one here now.
Mm-hmm.
And they get hot. I mean, those things will start getting hot when they're at the middle, you know, like 2 or 3 in the morning when they're really working hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's full grounding. There's another level of grounding that takes place that the it's kind of like shielding you from the electronic harassment. And that's
okay.
where the flamethrower comes in. We had a lady up in L.A. who was not in a very high income bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Probably saved half her life to buy a few products from us, and that's why we support her. Of course, we gave her an old person discount, but she bought a star orb, And that slowed a lot of the stuff down. She was a victim of electronic harassment.
Okay.
But then she, we thought, you know, she had a crystal and all that, but the Star Orb wasn't enough. She needed a flamethrower. She lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Santa Monica.
Right, right.
So we had a used one, an older unit, a black unit with a black room. Mm-hmm. And I gave her a big discount, and it was a lot of money for her to spend, probably her old savings for 8 or 9 months or a year. And she gambled. She went out on a limb to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out on a limb to sell it to her because, obviously, we can get more money for it, but I just liked her energy. She drove all the way down here. She drove 100 miles here twice to get here.
Wow.
Didn't want to, yeah, because she wanted to experience stuff. She put that flamethrower up, and I told her, because you don't have 4 of them, which we recommend, just find out where the energy is coming from, and so you can lick the palm of your hand and turn in a circle, and you can feel it heat.
Mm-hmm.
You get hot somewhere, and that's
right.
You know, that's, there's a lot of ways to find out where it's coming from, and if you don't have a four of them that protects you from all directions, then you got to identify the direction that the energy is coming from, which she
right.
did.
Right.
And so she took the flamethrower up there and set it up in her little apartment in L.A. And 2 weeks later, she called me up and says, you know, I have never been so relaxed and so happy in years, because the subtle energy that was making me feel so bad is now gone. I forget what direction she told me that she had to point it, but she found the direction by the method that I just described, and it worked for her. I mean, she could have brought it back and said, I want my money back. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's a lot of money, what she paid for it, even at a better price than normal.
Right,
and still
right.
She kept it. She's so happy.
That's wonderful, Fred. That's a great story. I know I have 2 flamethrowers. I have a full set of projectors. I wear a platinum projector. I have an 18-karat gold with a platinum pavé necklace, and I remember when we put on that show out in California, and I brought down those 3 pillars of white light. People were, their faces were getting burnt, and their hands were getting burnt.
Oh yeah, that was over in Laguna Beach. Yeah,
right. And then I did it the next time we went to, was it in California that we did that? We did that in Los Angeles, I think.
Yeah, L.A.
And
actually,
the same thing happened in front of 150 people. The interesting part of it is that once you become part of the whole system, because if you're part of the universe and everything else is part of the universe, you are the universe.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, Fred, is that I went to a friend's church last weekend, and he sat next to me, and there was a new girl that was sitting to the left of me. But anyhow, I was sitting there and just doodling in meditation, and his face got burnt, and his hands got burnt. So wherever you're at, and you have these projectors, like I have them in my massage room, and I use them all the time, you become the projectors.
Yeah, it's all quantum, and it's all holographic. I agree.
Right. And so you become the projectors become you, the flamethrowers become you, and you become the flamethrower. It just, the tools are so powerful. People have no idea the intensity of the flamethrowers and the projectors. They don't know, Fred, unless they have them, they have no idea. And there's so much love in them.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
You know, this is a far-out science for a lot of people, that even when they're on the entry level wearing a receptor or a pyramid,
right,
they don't understand that they can have it all now. The only blockage that they have to having it all now is their preconditioning.
Yes.
You know what I mean? From
good
the
word.
Government, from their peers, their family.
Right.
Preconditioned thing that happens. And you have to
right.
get past that by letting it go.
Yes.
Because every item that we sell is nothing more than something that is a divine principle within the human body.
Yes.
And
Hello?
When you realize that, then yeah. you become one with the unit, like you just said, and everything works perfect. Unfortunately,
Absolutely.
You have to sometimes have a mechanical device because you're getting hit with mechanical devices that hit you inside your body where these sacral centers dwell, as what like the projector
right.
came through. Somebody, I think, was on the phone there.
Yes. Hello?
Hi there. My name is Paul. I'm enjoying the show. I had a
Thank
question.
You. Can you
I have
speak
this,
up, please?
Receptor. I'm just wondering if you can recommend a way to clear it or clean it. I'm not really sure what you do.
Do you have what kind of projector? Is it a projector or a nuclear receptor, sir?
It's a receptor.
You can actually take it to a jeweler and have them clean it for you.
Okay.
Is it a silver one?
It's got the ruby bridge and the zircon.
A ruby bridge and a
sounds like the heart chakra unit.
Yeah.
Which case
yeah.
I would have it gold or platinum plated. You can send it back to us. We can gold or platinum plate it, and then it'll never do that again if it has a silver base. Those things are so hot that the silver oxidizes really fast.
Yeah.
And they turn black. But you know, if people don't want to spend the extra few hundred dollars to do that, then you got to take it to get it cleaned or try to. I clean. You know, I have a projector that I use. I haven't plated yet. It's a silver one with a gold bridge. I still have to clean it with a toothbrush and you know and Comet or something. But yeah, because I don't want to spend it to get it plated. I use it too much. You know.
Yeah.
But normally
yeah.
I put a platinum plate on it or a gold plate and it fixes it.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Still with
Thanks
us?
For the response.
Sure.
Yeah, and some people, you know, and some people that are acidic, you know, we've had this problem before, but have a high acid content, their pH is in the wrong direction.
Right.
Their receptor or projector, primarily usually they have a receptor, will turn black much faster than normal.
Yes.
It'll actually go jet black.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's oxidizing because the body is absorbing the silver from it to try to change the pH back to a alkaline versus a acid pH.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
And that happens a lot. I mean, doesn't happen everywhere. I'd say 1 out of 20 people has that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So once we get the thing plated in gold or platinum, the problem goes away, and it produces an extra amount of energy because of the orgone effect of the plating that they really now feel it. Because a lot of times when people are getting that, it's kind of a downer. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when you wear it, it's, your body's absorbing this, you know, the energy, and it's just a downer. But you were already on a downer. You just didn't know it. Because you're acidic, you're prone to cancer and all that.
Right.
When you're alkaline, you'll never get cancer. I don't care what you eat or smoke or whatever, you'll never get cancer if you're alkaline. It can't grow in alkalinity.
Right.
But if your body's acid and you're not wearing anything, you're on a downer. Then when you put the receptor on, it starts turning and you're still on a downer. But now the receptor is showing you that you are. It's like an indicator. Now you got to, because the receptor can't handle it. You got so much acid in your system. I mean, you get an acid of a pH of 3 and stick a bar of iron in there, it'll dissolve in 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of where people are. They have hydrochloric acid. You're such a source of energy tonight. So that's why we recommend to certain folks, like the person that called in, is to plate it.
Yeah.
And we charge a minimal fee for it, and then they won't have that problem, and then they'll feel really good. Because now the projector won't oxidize. It will reverse the energy, and it will transmit the platinum energy, which is a positive pH, or the gold energy, which is a healing pH, into the body.
Right.
And guess what? And you can measure it with litmus paper under your tongue, which you can buy. It's called pH Vibra, and you get it at a drugstore for $13 for a big roll of it. And you put that under your tongue, and as you wear the receptor projector, you'll actually see your pH change.
Yep.
It'll go from, it'll turn blue when you if the paper's yellow, it'll go blue.
Yeah.
If it's acid, it goes green. And so you can actually see this scientifically, these changes, once you make the changes to these
right.
items that you wear in your body. I think
right.
it's cool.
I'll tell you, I ever since I got this platinum projector, you know, I had that gold one with a,
yeah.
with a platinum bridge. But this platinum projector, my goodness gracious, I've never been able to see things clearer. Now, it's really incredible to use, Freddie. It's quite a tool. I mean, it takes you from being in high school into college. I mean, I can't explain it any other way. And it's so powerful, Fred, that I'm seeing things so much clearer. Now, when I first got my my projector, one of the first things I think we talked about this is that for some odd reason I went right through the projector that was platinum and came out the other side and was looking outside through the diamonds. So,
remember that?
All
was
I can
weird. Yeah.
Excuse me.
That was kind of. I remember that was about 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I've had a lot of fun with this. I mean, I just have a lot of fun.
You take a poor medical condition and in the reversible process, make it a happy experience.
Yeah. I don't know how long I've had this platinum projector, but it's the best thing that I've ever bought. Bar none. The nuclear receptor is unbelievable, but the platinum projector the platinum is just incredible. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. If I could afford to buy a nuclear receptor or maybe even one of your new necklaces in platinum, I would do it in a heartbeat.
So would I. I'm still
you know?
Wearing this one, and that one is a beautiful 18-carat, 28 diamonds, canary diamond, the real canary diamond thing. It's beautiful.
Right.
Very exotic. It's up for sale to the right person for half. About what it would
yep.
cost to make it now is about what I'm selling it for. I built this one about 8 or 9 years ago.
Right.
Before gold hit $1,400 back when gold was $500.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum
mm-hmm.
at that time was $750 and now it's almost $2,000 and diamond like that. It's $10,000. And so
yeah.
I'm selling
yeah.
it for less than I could make it for. So that I can personally afford
yeah.
to make one of the Ankh units, which I need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm the kind of person that we run a company, we're on a budget, we're not a giant, we're not General Motors,
right,
we're not putting out executive bonuses, to myself or anybody else because I have employees, et cetera,
right.
Buy something that would really be cool. I just have to wait till I earn it. You know what I mean?
That's what I had to do.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about it. I have to wait till the universe takes this one, and I've sold the ones that I've worn. I've sold 3 or 4 of them that way,
mm-hmm.
people, and they're all happy with them, and they just went to the space where they needed to go.
Ah, yeah.
When this thing goes, then I will make an Ankh. I pretty much
yep.
want a gold base and a platinum
bridge.
That's what I want, but I won't do it until I have the funds to do that.
Of course, I'm
not suffering personally, but when it comes to this, I have that Italian disease called my funds are low.
Yeah. Same thing here.
Yeah, my funds are low. And
yeah,
so I need a shot
yeah.
in the arm, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I buy a lot of funny things, but everything karmically, it's always been that way with me. You have to have
yes.
the right thing. Well, we got 3
yeah.
minutes. We got to get out of here, man.
Oh, my. Wow, time went by fast.
Yeah, we're up to 3 minutes still, and they're going to cut us off in about another minute. So put your
okay.
number out, and I'll put mine out, and we'll get off the air.
Yes, 585-746-8321. Anything you need to know about the Paradigm products or things that I can help you with, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you.
Yeah, and our number is 1-800-729-2603. And Fred Bell at Paradigm. I'm starting to get more emails from everybody now, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you guys out on Ustream and that have been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show with Buddy Boo and Steve Barish. If you want to get in contact with Steve Barish, I recommend it because he will be a good guitar consultant. And he'll even fly to your doorstep. He's done that a few times. And we'll be back next Thursday at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific at bbsradio.com and Ustream at the Health Energy Science Show. And until then, and Sunday night we have a show at 8 o'clock on BBS. It's my education show where I just lecture and stuff. I don't do this casual fun stuff. It's all about business. Talk to you next week.